We have $30,000 left to be matched in an extraordinarily generous challenge issued by a Claremont couple, supporters of KPCC. This is their first dollar-for-dollar match, and we thank them so much. $40,000 that they put up. We have $30,000 that's still there for the rest of the day, but if you act right now, you're going to help make a strong show of support for AirTalk and the special coverage that we're bringing you today on COVID-19. 866-888-5722. That's 866-888-5722 to make your contribution. If you make a gift right now of $15 a month, that's like $30 a month to KPCC, thanks to this generous $40,000 dollar-for-dollar match that's on right now. We thank you for your support. We've got to raise $1 million during this spring fundraising period. We suspended our regular in-depth fundraising so that we can just a couple times an hour bring this up to you, remind you of the need to be able to keep our current staffing, to be able to support you at the level that we had, and that requires an overall raising of $1 million. We are 81% of the way there, but obviously still significant work to be done. And your gift right now, with the doubling of that gift, goes a long way toward closing that outstanding dollar amount we need to raise. 866-888-5722 or kpecc.org. Thank you so much. Also, we've learned that the Indianapolis 500 has been postponed from May 24th to August 23rd because of the coronavirus pandemic. Once again, the Indy 500 being delayed as a result of COVID-19. May 24th is the now postponed date. The new date for the race will be August 23rd. And speaking of sports, we're going to convene the triple play later this hour and talk about on what would have been the opening day for Major League Baseball, what is in store for sports. And also, we'll open up the phones for you to talk about, if you're a huge sports fan as I am, what's filling that gap. That's coming up later this hour. But right now, we turn our attention to Asian American Angelenos. And whether you, if you're Asian American, listener to Wear Talk, or perceiving any difference in how you're treated as a result of COVID-19, the virus, of course, originating in Wuhan province in China, and whether that has fueled any sort of xenophobic or any sort of anti-Asian American response. 866-893-KPCC. With us, the Executive Director of the Los Angeles County Commission on Human Relations, Robin Toma. Thank you so much for being with us, Robin. Can you share with us, first of all, just what sorts of reports your office is receiving?
Thank you, Larry. First, appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. You know, unfortunately, we are aware that along with the all the work that all of us are doing to stop the spread of coronavirus, and I know that that's true for even us at the commission and the department that we're a part of, Workforce Development, Aging, and Community Services in LA County, everyone is working hard to make sure people have meals, that they have employment situations related, dealt with, difficulties everyone is facing. We're also having to deal with, unfortunately, the fact that people are being targeted because they are Asian. We first became aware of this in February, one of the first cases in our county, that a middle school kid who was attacked after being called a coronavirus carrier and told to go back to China, he was attacked by another student. And it was so bad that his parents took him to the hospital to make sure he was not he did not suffer any head injuries. And that what led to a meeting with the LAEOC superintendent. Since that time, through our partners, which includes 211LA, a key partner in receiving reports of hate, but also the Asian Pacific Planning Council, APCON, along with the County Supervisor Hilda Solis and Public Health Department and others, we put out a call to ask people to really be careful and thoughtful about the way they're responding to this pandemic. We don't want the spread of the virus to lead also to spread of hate and prejudice. But unfortunately, one of our partners already received within the last 7 days, 600 reports to them, to their website, about pandemic coronavirus hate and hostility. So we're very concerned. We're seeing those reports as well. And that, you know, that's something that we need to, we feel is urgent, that we need to act on just as importantly as stopping the spread of coronavirus.
We're talking with the executive director of the Los Angeles County Commission on Human Relations, Robin Toma, with us on Air Talk. Again, I'm particularly asking Asian American listeners to Air Talk whether you or someone close to you has experienced some sort of anti-Asian epithets or racial remarks that relate to COVID-19 and the fact that the virus originated in China. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. We have Yiji writing on the page, a friend of a co-worker's daughter was told to go back to where she came from in a local grocery store. This was a couple of weeks ago. We live in the Santa Clarita Valley. The girl is Japanese American. I don't know what I would do if someone told me to do that. I'm Chinese myself. The only thing I can say is I wish sometimes the president would simply stop talking. Thank you, Larry, for providing the platform. Yiji, thank you very much. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Robin, I understand that the president is now backing away from using the term Chinese virus to refer to COVID-19. You know, in the past, there have that sort of regional term has been used, Ebola. There was the Asian flu, the term that was used. Spanish flu, of course, going back to the early 20th century. That has been a historic usage. Do we know if previously there have been similar sorts of using that identifier as a way to target people?
Well, I do know that when we look back to the Ebola virus, that there were reports of discrimination happening in different parts of the county targeting African immigrants. We know that just historically as human societies, when we have a particular community that's been identified or something has happened that's very dramatic, such as 9/11, the Pearl Harbor attack, you know, my family comes from is Japanese ancestry, and my mother, my aunts and uncles, my grandparents were all imprisoned by the U.S. government solely because of being of Japanese ancestry. There is certainly the precedent in human history where we tend to act as humans in times of fear and crisis, unfortunately relying upon stereotypes and pre-existing prejudices. So we really have to recognize that this part of our historic behavior, and we have to work to make sure that it doesn't take hold. And that's something that unfortunately is not helped when you identify a virus with a particular nationality. After all, we have one of the largest Chinese populations in LA County in the country. And that's true about many Asian populations, Taiwanese, Filipino, Korean. And we know when people target people based on their race or their national origin or ethnicity, they're not always careful to distinguish if they're actually from those countries. In fact, the first victim that we talked about earlier was Korean. It didn't matter to the attacker. He went ahead and hit him on the head anyways. So this is the kind of behavior that we fear that it puts the 1.5 million Asian Americans that live in LA County at risk. And we need people to really make sure that they don't feed into that and don't act on prejudices, stereotyping, profiling people based on their race.
Robin Toma, Los Angeles County Commission on Human Relations, thank you, sir, for being with us. We appreciate it very much.
Well, if I can, Larry, yeah. It's important that there's something that people can do about it. We need to know, even though there have been some reports, we need to know that what's happening out there. And I think that there is a lot more happening than we're aware of based on other media reports. So I want to emphasize that people should call 211 to report any act of hate. And in addition to that, they can go to, and that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in multiple languages. But we also have a website, you can go online and just say report hate 211 LA, or put in stop AAPI hate, stands for Asian American Pacific Islander hate. If you put stop AAPI hate, you'll also get a website that allows you to read the intake form in simplified and traditional Chinese, as well as other languages. And then it provides just a few minutes, allows us to know what is happening out there in the community. So I really want to urge that people share that information, whether it's happening to you or a friend or a family member. We have to stay aware, and we have to also come from a place of compassion and caring when we respond to that.
Are you concerned that as this is talked about, and perhaps not this segment, just because of the nature of the audience that we are speaking to, but are you concerned with sort of all the media reports about this, that it makes it a bigger deal, and that for those who are looking to get attention, it in and of itself helps spur these kinds of slurs and aggressiveness?
Well, I don't think that we can avoid the fact that this is a natural pandemic we're facing, and we need to take every step possible to stop the spread of COVID-19. That is just a necessity. I think where we can make a difference, though, is in the way we talk about it, to not associate it with people of Asian ancestry. After all, there's no evidence I'm aware of that here in LA County or in the United States that you're more likely to be a coronavirus carrier because you're Asian. People wear masks for a lot of reasons. They shouldn't make assumptions that if you're wearing a mask that somehow you're more likely to have the virus. There's a whole lot of things that we can do as individuals and as leaders in our communities to make sure that this fear and anxiety that is natural doesn't translate into the kind of hate and prejudice and stereotyping that we can fall prey to in these kinds of situations.
Thank you so much. Robin Thomas, Executive Director, LA County Commission on Human Relations. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Each day we look for something that's a little bit lighter to bring us together to talk about, as we all, of course, have high concerns about the spread of COVID-19. Coming up, we're going to be talking with the Triple Play on opening day for Major League Baseball, but of course, no games because of the delay of the season. So we're going to be talking with Nick Roman, A. Martinez, coming up in just moments. But please take this moment to financially support Air Talk on KPECC. We're raising a total of $1 million during this very important spring membership period. We suspended our typical, more extended on-air fundraising just a couple of times an hour. We're coming to you to ask for your financial support. Right now, we have $30,000 still available on a dollar-for-dollar match from a very generous couple in Claremont who are issuing this challenge to their fellow KPCC supporters. 866-888-5722. That's 866-888-5722 or kpcc.org. Thank you so much for your financial support, which has been wonderful each and every day here on Air Talk, so that we can bring you the very latest on COVID-19 and the public health measures to help stem the spread of the coronavirus. We'll be back in just 90 seconds.